everyone, welcome to At This Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Lynn. Join me for conversations with people in the theater world. You never know who's going to show up or what we'll talk about. So silence your cell phones. The show is about to begin. So today I'm continuing my conversations with members of the Boy Band Project because, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I'm a total fangirl. So my guest today is an actor, singer, and songwriter. And I loved him the minute that I met him. So please welcome Kevin John. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're on.
Yes, I've been loving listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Been loving listening to you talk to all our friends. And It's really been such a wonderful listen. So I hope everyone enjoys this episode too.
I really just can't see that anybody that talks to you or listens to you doesn't love you.
That seems to be the going theme in my life. So
it's so hard to be loved.
I know. And it's so hard to be a sarcastic person and talk on a podcast because I might sound like totally full of myself, but a lot of times it's coming from a place of sarcasm and self-loathing. So I hope that comes across.
I'm all about sarcasm, like my middle name is Sarcasm. I rarely have a serious thing to say. I just do. So mentioned that I met you via the Boy Band Project. So How did you get involved with the Boy Band Project?
Well, it was actually my first ever performance was 3 years ago, a couple days ago. So it was the anniversary. I had done a production of Newsies at the Fulton Theater and Main State Theater. And it was like a 5 month altogether run. And one of my best friends, Bentley, was a part of the Boy Band Project. And he was like talking to Travis, and Travis, our leader of the Boy Band Project, was like, I need a new guy, like ASAP. And my friend referred me. And next thing I know, I was auditioning with Travis. He loved me right away. And he said, all right, great. I need you this Thursday. We're performing for Good Morning America. And I was like, okay, I would love to learn some of the choreography first. And he's like, no, it's fine. We're going to go into a rehearsal room. We're going to learn the choreography and then we'll perform it on Friday. So I'm like, okay, cool. Thursday, we're doing a little rehearsal. Good Morning America. Awesome. We get there and Travis is like, oh, they want to film some of us rehearsing. And I'm like, they want to film me learning this show? I don't know it yet, but I was like,
oh my gosh.
Okay, cool. I guess we're going to film this rehearsal. So we're in there filming a rehearsal. I'm literally learning the show. And Good Morning America comes in with their cameras and they're like, you guys are on Good Morning America. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was just B-roll footage of us learning. And they're like, you guys are going to meet the Backstreet Boys tomorrow. And I was like,
what?
In my head. So outside, I'm like, yay, I'm so excited. But inside my head, as we're on like live TV, I'm like, what have they shown of me in this rehearsal room right now? Because I am sure I was not killing it learning this. Luckily, when I saw the footage, everything was awesome and amazing. But my very first gig with the boy band was meeting the Backstreet Boys and being on Good Morning America. And since then, it's been 3 years and I've just had a blast with this group. And it really has allowed me to travel so much and really find like a great group of friends.
It's hard not to have fun. I mean, especially just as an audience member. I mean, we just have so much fun. I have a big smile on my face throughout the entire show. It is so, so much fun. And for anybody out there that just loves, I don't care what boy band you love, they cover them all.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten new favorites from being in the Boy Band Project because it was always NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And now since I've been a part of the Boy Band Project, I'm like, okay, Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block, One Direction are actually really great. So I've learned to love so many different boy bands, having spent so much time boy banding them.
Yeah. And now there are four tracks in the show and you cover all four of them, right?
I do all four. I am the universal swing for the Boy Band Project.
And which track is your favorite?
Ooh, they literally all have a different draw to them for me. I really love the sensitive one because I love getting to sing every high note and just wail up there. I love being the boy next door because you kind of get to be the leader, and I like to be in charge of talking because if I get the microphone and I'm talking, I'm not going to shut up. And but I think right now my favorite is the bad boy because I like to be a little more, in their face.
That was the first time that I saw you.
Yes.
That was the first time that I saw you. We actually got in the car. We drove up to Saratoga Springs.
Oh
We
my.
were like, well, because I've known Jameson for the longest. So, and I've never seen him perform in Boy Band Project. So I looked at my wife, we got in the car. I was like, I really want to go see Jameson. I was like, I want to see them all, but I was like, I really want to see Jameson. And that was when we first met you.
Yes.
And
We
yeah.
that was an awesome venue. Had such an
It was.
amazing time. And we stayed in the bed and breakfast in Saratoga. Like, they housed us there for the weekend. And let me tell you, that was Haunted House Central. And I am the biggest scaredy cat. And so I was like, all right, boys, everyone needs to like let me sleep in their room with them each night because I'm not sleeping on my own in
On
this
my,
house.
I would be the same way. I would be the same
Yes.
way. Like, wait, I don't care if I gotta sleep in a chair, whatever. I'm sleeping with somebody.
Yep. And it ended up being great, and I survived, and the venue was awesome. The people there were
It's
so
still
nice.
beautiful. It's
Oh
so beautiful there.
yeah, it's super peaceful.
Maybe hopefully you guys can go back next year and
Oh.
we'll definitely take that drive.
Oh my gosh, and I would love to go back next year, and this time I'll be braver.
You'll be prepared now that you know what's in store. You know what's
Exactly.
going on now.
Yes. I had no idea what we were walking into until we walked into it at midnight into a big old haunted mansion. So I was
It's really dark there. Like, there's like no street lights. There's nothing
not
there.
a one, not a one.
I would be like, yeah, the closest town that has street lights.
Beautiful though, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So let's go back to GMA for a minute.
Yeah.
So when you actually met the Backstreet Boys, were you just kind of like internally like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, but like trying to be like on the outside, like, hey, it's nice to meet you guys.
I have to be completely honest. I was so stressed about knowing all the boy band project stuff because it was kind of under the guise that we were going to be performing either with them, for them. So I was so in my head the entire time, being like, all right, what's the choreo? Okay, what is this? What is that? So the whole time I was in my head being like, all right, so when are we going on? When are we doing the show, doing the bit? So definitely when we actually met them, I was like, okay, is this the moment? Is this the moment where so I was so in my head, I was not even taking in the moment. But luckily someone filmed the whole like us meeting them. And I remember I said something to Kevin and I was like, oh, Kevin too. And he was like, ha. But they were like all so nice. They were literally great. Brian was
Yeah.
awesome and personable and
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because we went to Brian Littrell's son was on Broadway. He did Disaster, the musical on Broadway, stuff like that. So one of my friends that went is a huge Backstreet Boys fan, and we're all fans of a guy by the name of Jeremy Jordan. If you've heard of Newsies, you've heard of Jeremy Jordan. Anyway,
Big fan, big fan.
so he had was doing something after the show. So she was like nervous. She's like, oh my gosh, I hope Jeremy doesn't sit by me or whatever. And so I'm like, just calm down or whatever. She ended up sitting behind Brian Littrell, so she couldn't concentrate on the show.
My
And the funny thing is
goodness.
that Jeremy Jordan actually ended up sitting behind me.
Love that. Love that for
So
your journey.
far, I was like, do you want to switch seats? She's like, I don't know which would be worse. I don't know.
I'm sure the whole time you were looking over your shoulder, like, is Jeremy Jordan liking the show?
No, I was just concerned that he was gonna like put like a spitball in my hair or something like that. I've known Jeremy for like 12 years.
12, oh my 13 gosh. Years.
I'm like, wow. He's gonna like put something in my hair, right? I don't know.
And then you would leave it there forever.
No. Turn around and be like, what is wrong with you? The Boy Band Project recently made their debut at 54 Below in New York City.
Yes.
And so what was that night like for you?
Well, it was absolutely incredible. I was so excited. We have a big roster of boys, so I was really excited to get to be a part of our Boy Band Project debut there. It was a hurricane, of course, the day of our show. So I was thinking nobody was going to come because New Yorkers don't like to get out of their apartment if the sun is a little too bright. So I was totally thinking a hurricane was going to keep everybody indoors. And there's a great turnout. The sound system was the best I've ever worked with. And the guys doing lighting were incredible. It was just such a smooth show, amazing venue, an amazing crowd. It was a total full circle moment for me. When I was back in college, I think, I saw my first ever cabaret at 54 Below. My friend Tamara Hayden was doing a cabaret there. I'd been in a show with her, and she was this big shot person I've worked with. So I went and saw this cabaret, and I was like, wow, this is making it. 54 Below, that's the place where you made it. So it was so cool to like be up there with the Boy Band Project, guys I've been working with for the longest time, and really, it was just the most perfect night.
It was. We were not letting that hurricane stop us. We were like,
no.
We are going.
In fact, I feel like it made it better.
I think so. Yeah, we were like waiting. One of my friends actually was about 3 hours upstate visiting her parents. She's like, you talk about the Boy Band Project so much. I need to come down and see them. And yeah. She had no regrets. She loved the show. I was like, I told you. For anybody that's listening, if you haven't seen the Boy Band Project, you have to.
Well, today was so funny. I was working at my restaurant today and nowhere near 54 Below. It's way further downtown. And these three girls come into the restaurant and I sit them down, I give them their menus, and one of them turns to me and she goes, this is going to be a really weird question, but are you in the Boy Band Project? And I was like, yes, I am. And they're like, we were at the show Sunday night. And I was like,
gosh.
They had flew in from Nebraska and were looking for something fun to do, and they found the Boy Band Project online. They got tickets to our show, and they were like, this was the highlight of our week and a half long New York trip.
Wow.
So I literally, if anybody is like, I'm tired of hearing about this Boy Band Project, that means you haven't come and seen us yet, and you mm-hmm. need to come and see us.
Exactly. Because everybody, I mean, like, I know that there's some of my friends just haven't had the chance. They live kind of far. And I said, listen, they travel all over. Just keep a watch on the website, and they will probably eventually come to your town. Like, you know, and somebody, I always get asked a lot, well, who's the best? Like, everybody. They're all in the best, really.
Yes. I mean, I am the best, but everyone is the best.
It's Kevin, everybody else.
It's a nice tie for second place.
If you made your own boy band, what would you name it?
Ooh, my own boy band.
Since you're the leader and all.
That's right. I have to be the leader. It'd be like KJ and the J's. And all the other boys have to be named something with a J.
Jay.
So it'd be like, I'm KJ. I'm Joe. I'm Jesse. And that's John. Like, very sticky. And we take everything very seriously.
Very, very seriously. Well, all you guys are really serious.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to 90s boy band, everything is serious. From the fashion, to the songs,
to the light-up shoes.
To the light-up shoes.
Everything.
To the glitter.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You must have glitter. You must have glitter.
It's a must.
All right. So speaking of songs, and, you know, you do a lot of boy band songs, but you have three of your own original songs that are fabulous.
That's right.
So how long have you been writing your own music?
Well, writing my own music has actually been my newest venture. I started about not even a year ago, probably like 8 or 9 months. And quarantine had been going on. Everyone was making their own stuff and doing their own thing. I didn't do anything during that part. And I went through, and there came a point where I was visiting with my father-in-law, and he was like, "Do you write music?" I was like, "Yeah, well, I do, but I don't. And I can, but I don't. And I should." And he's like, "Yeah, you should be writing your own music." And I wrote it down on my phone, on my to-do list, write a song. And I had it on my to-do list for a couple weeks, and I didn't do anything. And then I finally sat down and started writing my own music. And I reached out to my cousin, who is my music producer at Weird Productions. And he sent me some instrumental tracks that he had written that he didn't have a vocal line for, he didn't have a melody for. And I just listened to a bunch of them and just started writing whatever was coming to me. And we've made now probably like 10 different songs together. There's 3 out now. Lots more to come.
I was like, so why have I only heard 3?
Yes. So that was, I have so much. So there's so much more to come for Kevin John. So if you aren't already, make sure you follow me, Kevin John. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen. I also do in person, so you let me know if you need to hear my music live. But I just started writing music, and it's really been the biggest blessing in my life, because for so long I put it off because it was a scary thing. As a musical theater performer, I come from the world of I'll play a role and I'll do someone else's songs, and I will dance someone else's choreography, and I'll play a different character. Writing my own music, having it be completely mine, has been the most vulnerable thing I've done in my life. Whereas if you don't like a YouTube performance I did 4 years ago, oh, cool. Yeah, maybe I probably don't like it either. But my music, if you're like, I don't like it, the artistic design, the lyrics, the melody, the entire product is completely from my soul. So it's been so well received. I've received so much love and support, and I'm just so motivated to keep going. And I'm so glad that I started doing this about 8, 10 months ago.
Yeah, because when I had started seeing the Boy Band Project, I don't know what it was. I kept missing you.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you have to see Kevin. You have to see Kevin. You have to see Kevin. Okay. I'm sure I will eventually see Kevin. But then I went to look up your mm-hmm. songs, and I was like, oh my God, I love these songs. My favorite is Higher.
Yeah.
You also have Say Yes and Running.
I do. I love They're that all, you love Higher.
I do.
It's so much fun. It is just, that is my pump up song. It gets mm-hmm. me so excited. And it literally, I also wail so high. So yes. It's vocally higher. It gets my energy higher. That is such a good song. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Here I am. I'm like, love my song. I love what I did. It's perfect.
No, it is. It really, really, really is. Because it takes a while for, like, honestly, like, I normally won't listen to a song and be like, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, I listen to a song and I'm like, that's all right. But yours is, no, it's great. And I can't wait to see perfect. What you come up with next.
Yeah, it's honestly, everything I do is so different from the next thing. So I want my catalog of music to be like, when they examine it 100 years from now and they're like, going over Kevin John's music from the 2020s, it's all over the place. There's pop, there's hip hop, there's acoustic, there's rock, there's going to be country, there's going to be every realm of music. And because I have attention problems myself, so my music goes everywhere because that's how my brain functions and works.
Mm-hmm. That's what I honestly, when I do stuff, like I have to have a guideline for like stuff that I'm doing, even like mm-hmm. when I was going to launch the podcast, because I'm like, I have to do this, I have to do that. And it's like, slow down, Jen.
Yeah. I make a to-do list. I have a running to-do list that will never get under 10 different things I need to do. But for me, it's finding the moments where I'm feeling motivated and focused. So then I can go, all right, let me look at my phone. What am I supposed to do? I can do that. I can accomplish that. And I can cross it off. And every time I cross something off, I always add three more things that I remember that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only way for me to laser my focus in on something.
Yeah. So you have a lot of great videos on your YouTube and also your Instagram, because I've scrolled, and I love when you sang Let It Go, You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Suddenly Seymour.
Oh my goodness.
And so, I mean, the list really goes on and on. I mean, honestly, like, check him out. Like, if you like a song, he's probably sang it. What is your favorite song to sing?
Ooh, my favorite song to sing. It honestly is continuously changing. But right now, there's two that came to my head right now, and that is Never Enough from The Greatest Showman. That is, if I'm like, I'm in my feelings, and I'm having a good vocal day, this is the song I'm going to belt out.
The original version or the quarantine version?
The original version. But that's the hard part. When I make up different lyrics to a song, I sometimes forget what the actual lyrics are. So I'll be singing Never Enough with the real version, and then I'll suddenly be like, 6 feet is not enough. And I'm like, wait, that's not the words, Kevin. What is the actual words? And then my other favorite song to sing right now is Happier by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
That song, the lyrics, the emotional feels, the melody line, it gets me in all the good juju.
Definitely.
A cover of that one coming soon.
I can't wait to hear that now.
Yes.
So you've also performed on a cruise ship. What is the best thing and the worst thing about performing on a cruise ship?
Yeah. So honestly, my whole career has started because of cruise ships. And so much of my life has now happened because of cruise ships. And so right after college, I booked a cruise line with Holland America Line as a singer. And I had no idea what to expect with cruise ship life. And it is a wild, wild time living on a boat, especially if you've never been on a cruise ship before. It was absolutely insane. But the best part is I met my boyfriend of 3 years on a cruise ship, and I went to do a replacement contract, and we met. He was a dancer. I was coming in as a singer. And if it wasn't for that literal job that fell into my lap, that contract, I would have never met the love of my life. And so many different things would have gone totally differently. So I really think that my favorite part of cruise ships is it's a great place to fall in love.
You two are so cute together.
Oh, thank you. We are the complete opposite of people. And I am so high energy, in your face. Brandon is the most laid back, calm, cool, and collected person. If it wasn't for being on a cruise ship, I don't think our energies would have met up. But since we were living next door to each other, seeing each other every single day for every single meal, we were able to really get to know each other and form a real relationship and connection that a lot of people in real life, you don't always get that.
Yeah.
So if you're already in love, it's also a great place to go to.
Yes, definitely.
But, and you asked for the worst part of, I would say maybe the worst part is not having cell service or Wi-Fi all the time. So there will be times where you're like feeling down in the dumps and you just want to like text your best friend or call your mom, and turns out the Wi-Fi is not working at that moment. And it's not like you can go and reach your phone up somewhere else.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of the ocean. But besides that, it's honestly so great. And I know someday I'll be back on one.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fun. I've really only been on one cruise line. So I've only been on Disney.
Yes,
because I'm a Disney girl. So.
Yeah.
And I just got spoiled. So, I mean.
I had so many friends who've done Disney Cruise Line. And it sounds like such an amazing cruise line to be a guest on. So
oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, to be a guest on. I like couldn't tell you working, but
yeah, all the entertainment, like the there's so much, so there's such an emphasis on shows and characters and moments.
So besides cruising and stuff, you also perform with the USO show troupe all over the world. And yeah. So how did you get involved with that? And what was your favorite place to perform?
Well, it's just like I was saying, cruise ships have really informed my entire trajectory, because one of my friends that I made while performing on a cruise ship was a part of the USO show troupe. And he was like, once I got back to New York, he was like, come audition for the show troupe. You'd be perfect. And I went and auditioned. I got it. And my favorite place I've gotten to go, and was one of my first ever gigs, was Germany. So my first summer performing with the show troupe, we went to Germany for 4th of July. Oh, and we performed at Wiesbaden, Bavaria, for the different military troops that are stationed there. Actually, a lot of American military in Germany. So it was huge crowds, a huge performance, and we were the rock stars of these military bases. And one of the most rewarding moments was there were so many kids there who just were like, they thought we were One Direction or Britney Spears or whoever in real life.
Yeah.
It meant so much to them. And so, of course, it meaning so much to the audience makes it mean so much to you.
Yeah.
And so that was truly one of the most special moments. And I've gotten to travel to lots and lots of different places and meet so many different people through the show troupe. And we're hopefully coming back very soon and hopefully getting to travel more. And
and don't you guys perform, I don't know if you ever have, but you usually perform in Times Square for the New Year's Eve ball drop?
Yes, I actually haven't performed at Times Square with the show troupe yet. But we did perform with the boy band project at a bar in Times Square, and we got to see the ball drop. And
oh, awesome.
VIP, like, we sang, like, we did our show. Yes. I felt so bad because the boy band, we did our show, and then, like, 15 minutes before the ball drops, they, like, escorted us to, like, the perfect viewing spot in the middle of Times Square. Meanwhile, people all around us have been camped out for 2 days to be here, and we're like, I just got here 10 minutes ago. And oh, it was actually so magical and amazing. But my friends in the show troupe have done it for the last couple of years. And it's really so much fun and so cool.
It's the power of being in a boy band.
Exactly. The boy band power is real. We got some magic.
I love when people have their resumes on their websites because it makes my job a lot easier. And I see on
here, I can't tell you what's on my website. I'm sure she needs some dusting.
Well, let's see if this is all. It says you do puppeteering. And where did you learn that?
Wow. So I actually, my first ever job, 15 years old, was working at a theme park called Sesame Place, which is a Sesame Street themed theme park. And I was started in entertainment. So I started working as Big Bird and Cookie Monster and Oscar the Grouch. So I was doing puppeteering in shows and in character meet and greets. And it is very difficult and very hard. The shoulder engagement, the forearm engagement, it is not easy. And it's not easy to do it well because you need to animate an unanimated object.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's where I learned puppeteering. And then I started there at 15. And then when I was 16, I became a live singer. And then I was performing with Elmo and Bert and Ernie. And I'm like, Elmo, what's up? And Elmo would be like, rock and roll. So truly such an amazing first job to have. And my first ever job was getting to perform. And so I kind of was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life is perform.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And what was it like to play Glinda?
wait, what's it say?
You have a video of you singing Popular on your Instagram.
Oh my gosh, yes. I did Popular for a miscast cabaret that I did. And honestly, as somebody who always thought I was an alphabet, I've learned that I'm truly a Glinda. And there will be a day, one day, in someone's basement production of Wicked, where I will play Glinda.
Well, you have to let me know when those tickets go on sale, because I Absolutely. Will be there.
I mean, I might be putting on this production in my own basement.
Yes, we're there.
So get
we're
ready.
Makes me want to rent out a theater now.
Yes. Just for Kevin John.
Kevin John sings Wicked.
Yes. A one-man performance.
A one-man performance of Wicked.
I'll just bring one person in to play the goat.
Yeah.
That's the one role I won't play.
And you also got to perform a dream role, which was Jack Kelly in Newsies.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was one of my favorite musical theater moments of all time.
Did you love the movie?
I actually, as a kid, I remember watching Newsies one time and it not clicking with me. I wasn't immediately sold into it and about it. But then I think it was in college is when I like rewatched the movie. And I think the musical was already out by this time. So I think I heard the musical and was like, I'm obsessed with this. Watched the movie again. I was like, wait, why wasn't I obsessed with this? Because it's all so good. And I was like, oh, I need to do Santa Fe. I need to sing that. I need to like be dancing with a newspaper. Yeah. And it was so awesome because I did a co-production of Newsies at the Fulton and Main State Music Theater. And I was the understudy to Jack Kelly. So
you were Oscar DeLancey, right?
I was Oscar DeLancey.
And the Lancey brothers.
The Lancey brothers. And me as a tough guy. I'm one of the least scary people. I can't not smile. And that was everyone in the show constantly was just trying to make me laugh on stage when I was trying to be tough. And the guy who played Jack Kelly, Matt, he was constantly making faces at me while we're like he is having breakdown moments on stage, acting his heart out. And then he turn and like stick his tongue out at me while we're on stage. And then I'm like, trying to be tough. But yeah. it was so cool. Well, not so cool, but it's such a long run that our immune systems were so low. And I mean, it's such a high energy show. You got to give so much to it that there was a point where like, everyone was just getting sick. And we had a matinee at 2 o'clock and Matt texted me and was like, I don't think I can do the show today. I was like, I'm ready. I've been ready. Let's do it. And we went in. I did a little 30-minute brush up because I'm that understudy that's always ready. And just had the most amazing time. And it's such an incredible role. And I got to do it about like 5-6 times, I think. So mm-hmm. The first time was a blackout, but then by the third or fourth time, I was like, all right, I'm feeling it. I'm ready.
It's definitely a fun show. I'm not a huge Newsies fan, really. I'm not like into the movie. I know it devastated Jeremy when I told him that. He like didn't talk to me for 2 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess I don't know because I'm a bit older and like that. I don't know.
For me, as a young boy who loves to sing and dance, I was like, I love this.
Yes. One. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I definitely see the appeal in a lot of people. A lot of my friends love it. And I was like, yeah, no, I mean, great job. I would go see another production of it. I mean, definitely. So besides Newsies, if you could be in any show, any role, what would it be? Somebody comes to you and like, Kevin, tomorrow we're going to open up any show, past or present. We're going to open up any show. You could play any role. What is it?
I already told you this. It's Glinda and Wicked.
Besides Glinda and Wicked.
That's a great question. I have always loved Kevin Price in Book of Mormon. So, because my first time ever auditioning for that show, I was doing Elder Price and I was 17 and no, what was I? No, I was 19. And there's a song where literally the lyrics were, "You've done an awesome job, Kevin." I was like, "My name is Kevin." And then it was like, the other lyric was, "Now that I'm 19. And I was like, whoa, someone wrote a musical about me. And so I've been in love with that show ever since, and the comedy and the humor. So that's definitely one. Oh, actually, scratch that. I think a role I'd love to play that I've kind of played already, but I would love to be the MC in Cabaret.
Oh my gosh.
I understudied it. I was one of the Kit Kat boys in Cabaret. And it's such a incredible, amazing show. It has such an important point of view and message. And the MC is such an incredible character because you can be so creative with it. And you can make it into something that's totally different than anything else anyone else has done. Yes. And that is kind of more me. I love it. So
yeah.
That's
what I'm sure. And also, you wouldn't be the first guy in a boy band to do that role because Joey McIntyre did it in Alaska.
That's right.
Do you have any upcoming projects or anything that you can or want to share?
I'm glad you asked. I'm actually doing my first ever live solo performance as Kevin John at the Delancey in New York City. So on September 9th, I'm going to be performing my original music. I'm going to be doing some covers, some pop music. I'm going to put on a show. And this is my first chance to really get to make whatever I want. And I'm so excited for this. So it's September 9th. I have links on my Instagram and my Facebook and everywhere. So definitely come and check it out if you're anywhere near the New York area. It is going to be.
Oh my gosh, I'm near the New York area.
Oh, well, what are you? I hope to see you there.
Well, I already have my tickets, so definitely we'll have it.
I know you do. You're just the best.
Well, I actually have been bugging Kevin for weeks. I was like, where is the link for tickets? Because I need them now.
I cannot wait. We are going to have so much fun. So literally, if you listen to any of my songs and you like one of them, come and check it out.
He's gonna sing them.
I'm gonna sing them. And I'm hopefully gonna sing one of my new songs that will be coming out later this fall called Better Days. So
awesome. Well, I can't wait.
Me too.
And so if people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
Definitely go check out my Instagram at Kevin John Murray. That's Kevin JohnMurray. I'm on TikTok as well. So same handle. And Kevin John on anywhere you listen to music. Kevin John, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it. I'm there.
And everything is just so wonderful. He's very, very entertaining, honestly.
That is such a good word to describe me.
Especially your live TikToks.
Yes. Live TikToks. I'm acting a fool over there. If you like comedy, I do a lot of comedy stuff. Yes.
So Kevin, thank you so, so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so, so much for having me. You are a gem, an angel, and this was a blast.
Great. So I will see you soon.
I'll see you September 9th at the Delancey.
That's right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, love.